How's it going, Bert?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing awesome, man. It's getting ready for playoff hockey again. Getting warmed up to the idea of hockey in the middle of summer. It's been
strange. I've just hammered out every single game in 48 hours. I'm already on a hockey overdose right now, but it's been fun.
How sloppy has it looked to you? Because a couple of the other guys we've talked to have said it's looked sloppy. That was expected, but maybe they'll pick it up as time goes on.
Yeah, I thought the pace of play was good. I thought the speed was good. The passing, the neutral zone, a little bit sloppy. Understandable, though. They've been off for a long time. You're also adding in, you got bigger rosters, eh? So there's guys who haven't even played in the league that are making their debuts and all that. So, but I thought overall the speed, the physicality, I thought it was all there. I was pretty impressed for that long of a layoff how they looked.
Well, back in 2003, I remember watching that St. Louis series, and it seemed like you as a player fed off that crowd energy, those big hits on Barrett Jackman and a few others. What do you think it'll be like to play in front of nobody and what that means for guys that are looking for that physical edge?
Yeah, definitely the fans dictate a lot of the momentum, especially in the playoffs and in series. If you have a great rink, which Vancouver always has, and actually, so does Minnesota. You can gain momentum pretty quick by your fans and all that. Watching the games, I thought the NHL did a terrific job at staging it, adding the cameras, different angles, the crowd noise and all that. I thought they did a very good job as far as the league perspective of setting up without fans. And after a while, I just kind of made me feel like world championships. With all the banners in Europe and the cars in the stands and all that kind of stuff. So I gravitated to it pretty quick and have an understanding that in Europe they have the rows with the flags and the marketing and all that kind of stuff. So as the game went on, you forgot about what was going on and just focused on the hockey.
Todd Bertuzzi, our guest. We were just talking to Wes Walls, who is now a Minnesota Wild analyst, and we were looking back on 2003 and some of the storylines that were in that series between you guys and the Minnesota Wild, I want to play you a clip from Wes because he said this was one thing that kind of got them going in the series.
I completely forgot about this, and it was a true story. It was when we got back for the morning skate for Game 5 in Vancouver. We showed up at the rink and we popped our head out the tunnel and we saw 80% of the guys that didn't have helmets on for a morning skate. And I do remember Jimmy Dowd coming into the locker room just saying, "Can you believe these guys? Who do they think they are?" And and then a bunch of us actually, I just remember because we had never seen that before. We'd never seen guys not wear helmets for the morning skate.
So that was Wes Walls. They were just looking for anything to get the extra motivation, I guess.
Yeah, I don't recall that at all, to be honest with you. And I'm not going to say he's a liar, but I don't remember that at all. I don't even think that would have been possible or allowed by our coaching staff. Because I always got in trouble for not having my chin strap up all the practice. So the coaching staff spent half the practice chasing me down and yelling at me to put my chin strap on. So being helmetless, I don't remember that at all, and I have a tough time seeing that happen, but maybe his memory is better than mine with what happened in the series. But, it was a hard-fought series. We had really, really bad bounces, and after watching Minnesota the other day and Vancouver the other day, and you know what, in general, what I gathered from in general overall is the goaltender is going to win the Stanley Cup. Or the goaltenders are going to win the Stanley Cup. If you have a goaltender who's going to go hot in this tournament, they can carry you all the way to the Stanley Cup Finals. The talent is so deep on every team. Every team is capable of putting up 2 to 3 goals. Like when we played Minnesota would try to win 1-0, 2-0. They didn't have those offensive threats like we did. So that's how they tried to play. But now with the depth of the rosters and the team and all that, teams can put up 2, 3, 4 goals, whatever. If you can get your goaltender who catches fire, goaltenders catching fire, there's a lot of teams who have that situation with the Rangers, Columbus, just come to mind, that they can carry you in this quick sprint to a Stanley Cup can get you a win.
You listen to Reach Deep in the Morning. We're joined by Todd Bertuzzi. Todd, the grind of a playoff series, you know that it takes a toll. We all remember your battles with Chris Chelios in 02. You had Barrett Jackman and Willie Mitchell in 03. What was your mindset going into a series? Did you single out a guy that you wanted to kind of go after and agitate, or was that attention that they gave you?
No, I was going after everyone. Anyone who wore the opposite jersey, I was trying to put them through the end boards and try to just try to out-muscle them, use my intelligence as far as offensively on how to create time and space. For me, a lot of the playoffs, it was a lot of heavy lifting for me. There was the other opposing players' jobs were to shut our line down. But in order to do that, they had some big, heavy guys who just singled out me and tried to play me hard. Everywhere I went, there was two guys, and they weren't small guys. Willie Mitchell's not small. Chris Pronger's not small. Jackman, they had Brad Brown over there. They had some heavy lifters in every series that I played. And Colorado was foot. So there was a lot of heavy lifting that I had to do. And at times it's difficult because I was trying to create offense and all that. Instead, I was drawing two people. And it wasn't just tummy taps. It was physical, trying to destroy each other and hurt each other. And so I remember a lot of those series went like that.
It looks like Michael Ferland's getting the nod in the Canucks lineup over Vertanen, and that seems to be one of the big reasons why the Canucks coaching staff thinking Ferland can be that heavy player that can grind the opposing defenses down. I mean, it's really important because I don't think the Canucks have too many players outside of Ferland that kind of profile that way, Bert.
Yeah, he can bring a little bit of that Tom Wilson kind of physicality and toughness. He can chuck them. He's a tough boy. He can skate well. He can also play with the puck, and he can make plays and all that. He's if he can get his game with the amount of time that he's been off at a high level early, I think he can be a difference maker in a series as far as bringing that physicality and all that. But I think this is going to be the toughest. This is the toughest first round series I see in my mind. Very equal. Same kind of depth. I think it's just going to be, for me, it's Vancouver's got to score first. That's going to be the key for me, is Vancouver's got to come out and get that first goal in order to put Minnesota on their heels and make them try to make mistakes. And with the youth of Vancouver and the fast legs and the speed and all that, the first goal is going to be so crucial in every single game in order for them to come out of this win. And then obviously goaltending. You get solid goaltending and you get that first goal, and then you try just to wear them down physically and in their zone by cycling the puck and then just making it tough for their players. I think that's going to be important for Vancouver to come out of the series. But to my mind, man, it's really a coin flip.
You're listening to Reach Deep in the Morning. We're joined by Todd Bertuzzi. Todd, Michael Ferland looks like he'll be drawing in. Jake Vertanen is on the outside looking in right now. Vertanen, you've talked a lot about him in the past with Perry and James. What does he need to focus on from here on out to get back in that lineup?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. And he played well this year. Like, he really did. He was on pace to get 20 goals. He was skating great and all this. It just seems every time I'm on this show, at least once or twice a month, it's something about what's going on with Vertanen. And I couldn't answer that. I don't know. I'm not in the inner end with them. I'm very good friends with Travis, but we're just friends. We don't talk about his personnel and all that. That's not the relationship I want with him. And I'm not looking for stuff like that. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on. That's a tough person not to have in your lineup, a big body who can skate and all that. So obviously something that the coaching staff saw or didn't see is making him make this choice. And Travis is he'll live and die by his choices. He feels that he knows the heartbeat of the team best, and if this is what they're looking for, then I don't know if he needs I can't answer. I don't know if he needs a change. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's situation. It's tough to even analyze on that, other than knowing that he's a pretty he could be a very key player that's going to be sitting up wearing a suit when he should be wearing his equipment.
There's a lot of Canucks here that are about to play in their first, you know, it's not technically the playoffs, this series against Minnesota, but it's a playoff series, essentially. Do you remember your first playoff game? I believe it was against Colorado.
Yeah. I remember how, oh my God, this is not like the regular season. It was so fast, so intense. Just every shift was lived and died by. The fans were hooing. It was like nothing I've ever seen in my entire life. And I was like, man, this is, you want to be part of this every single season, man, because there's nothing better than playoff hockey. And albeit this is a tournament, Stanley Cup, that they're going for, it still has that buildup and that feel of a playoff round for this one that's coming up. Even though it's a best of five, I expect to see just outstanding competitiveness from both teams and understanding the importance of getting through. And like I said, in these tournament, man, there's no favor. If someone can go on a run with a hot goaltender, they can make their run all the way to the finals. So I'm looking forward to it. And I thought that how the NHL handled it with being in the bubble, the rinks that they're in, I thought that everything went off very, very well. And I'm hoping it continues that and everyone has good health and enjoys the show.
Well, Brett, you mentioned about how everything is so intense in the playoffs compared to the regular season. You know, we hear players say, oh, you just got to block out the outside noise. How much of that is actually going on in the playoffs? Are players paying attention to more than they lead on?
No, not really. You're just focused on the task at hand and just the emotion around the rink. Just driving, if you're a home team, just driving from your house to the rink, you know it's playoff hockey, especially in the Canadian markets and in a lot of the American markets, but for sure in Toronto and Montreal and Vancouver, I can't speak for Calgary. I was in the playoffs and I knew what was going on when I was playing with them too, but it's just, you can feel a buzz when you're 10 minutes away and then you get to 5 minutes away from the rink and then all of a sudden you see people in jerseys and the crowd and the great weather and all this kind of stuff. Like I said, man, there's no better playoffs in the world than hockey. And that's one thing I definitely miss not playing anymore, is just that buildup of playing in the playoffs. And then on the road, you have a suite where everyone hangs out and you're preparing. Sometimes I believe we over-prepared. We had too much information on teams when we just played them eight times. So I'd sit there and like, why are we watching this again? Why are we going to, we already know what they're going to do. But they tried to make sure that there was no stone unturned. And that's the intensity of playoff hockey.
Bert, appreciate the time, man. We'll be talking soon. Thank you.
Yeah, everyone enjoy the show. I think it's going to be a good weekend. So everyone be safe and take care, and I'll talk to you next week.